The busiest week of earnings for the second quarter reporting season. Meanwhile, we are getting the trickle out of the big tech names. Amazon reporting after the bell today. Shares lower by 0.75% today, although a lot of people are expecting them to deliver strong results on the heels of their one-day shipping initiative. Joining us now to discuss, Dave Garrity, Chief Market Strategist for Laidlaw & Company and also a partner at BT Block. He is joining us here in our 11:30 studios. Dave, I want to start with Amazon. What are you expecting in terms of their earnings and sort of the boost that they're expected to get from the one-day shipping initiative?
I think Amazon is going to be coming in with fairly strong results, probably looking at revenues, possible growth, somewhere north of 15% year over year. Clearly the question here for Amazon isn't so much just the strength of the volumes through their e-commerce platform, but really more what's going on with Amazon Web Services and the fact that they've continued to reap returns from their leading return as being a cloud computing platform. Prime is a wonderful thing. However, at the end of the day, the engine for profit growth of the company is what they're doing in terms of the ability to control data.
So, David, on the data front, you were talking before we went on the air about Facebook. They had numbers last night, really strong top-line growth, 28%. The stock's down 1.5%. You were calling out some issues about their cost of goods sold. Give us a sense of what you're thinking.
Certainly as a monopoly, if you will, in terms of social media, Facebook is realizing these monopoly rents. The thing that's been interesting here, looking more on the regulatory front towards not just the U.S. government and what the Hill is saying, but also overseas, clearly the fact of the matter is looking at the business model for these companies, Facebook, they pay no cost for the data that we provide. And there have been estimates out there that this could be giving a benefit to the company, Facebook, and other monopolies within social media or within tech of something in the order of about $75 to $100 billion a year. There are discussions taking place in the U.S. and elsewhere of taxing this. I mean, effectively, what would happen if, say, General Motors, paid nothing for the steel that they use to build their cars? The model and the argument here is effectively the same in terms of looking at Facebook. So the issue is costs potentially are going to be rising as a result of this regulatory inquiry and oversight with respect to the industry. So margins will come under pressure. Clearly, the revenue momentum continues to grow, and that can support many things. But the fact of the matter is that life is going to become far more complicated, not just for Facebook, but also potentially for Amazon and Google as a result of the antitrust inquiry, which the Department of Justice and the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, have launched.
Which companies of the big tech names do you think will get most affected by this, the DOJ's efforts?
My selection here would be Facebook. To the extent that Facebook does depend upon other companies for data. So other companies, I think, will pass costs onto Facebook. And I would simply say that even though Facebook, on a tactical basis, has had a win with respect to this $5 billion settlement with the FTC because it removes liability for the officers, the fact of the matter is that Mark Zuckerberg has shown himself to be brazen in his dealings with regulatory authorities, both here in the U.S. and elsewhere. And I think this puts him squarely in the crosshairs for the foreseeable future.
There's also a question of diversification. We were talking about Amazon, and I thought it was striking that you said that the AWS, the sort of cloud computing services, was really where the focus needs to be because on the actual bread and butter of their business, the sort of market platform, it's sort of increasingly a utility. They just try to crimp margins as much as possible, or that's how they'd like to put it out there as. How crucial is it for big tech to basically create their mainstay businesses as utilities, but then have these peripheral businesses actually give them their money?
That's a very good point. And it's, and in terms of looking at the monopoly that these companies have within their various sectors, the argument has been put forward that these are really more utilities. And as utilities, they should be regulated and allowed to have the returns that utilities historically have enjoyed, which means that these companies, much as AT&T did some time ago, have to think about setting up unregulated businesses to potentially drive their returns and continue to attract investor attention.
Well, that brings up the ultimate question of risk, regulatory risk for these companies. is there a scenario where they could be broken up? That's certainly something that Senator Elizabeth Warren and presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren has suggested.
Well, I mean, going towards a breakup, you know, is a possible solution or a possible scenario, but one which arguably comes after you've gone through this process of inquiry and very likely you go past the 2020 general election, you know, with the solution, you know, does it get imposed with the 117th Congress when it adjourns in 2021? I think it may take a little longer than that, but the fact is it's on the horizon and investors in looking at the sector have to have this on their radar.
What's the next step for regulatory action from your point of view that you're expecting?
I think it's really more a matter of various entities, whether it's the Department of Justice, whether it's the Federal Trade Commission, whether it's the Antitrust Subcommittee of the House Judicial Committee conducting their hearings. And as these hearings and inquiries are conducted, clearly there's going to be a news flow coming out of these. Clearly the people who are going to do well out of all this are the lobby armies of K Street down in Washington, D.C. It's going to be a bang-up year for attorneys going into 2020.
And, Paul, it already has been.
It already has been. It's that something's never changed. David Garrity, thank you so much for joining us. David's a chief market strategist at Laidlaw & Company, also a partner at BT Block. Talking technology, we got tech earnings this week, and clearly investors will be focusing on the operations of these companies as they should, but they'll also be focusing, I think, increasingly, as David suggested, on the regulatory oversight that these companies are now finding themselves under, which is a little bit of a new issue for them. Most of these tech companies historically have, dealt with European oversight, but not necessarily oversight coming from U.S. regulators, U.S. politicians. That appears to be changing. The question is, how will they deal with it, and will there be some winners and losers?